Welcome to Session 14 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers Actual Play podcast. In this session, the PCs fight off the assault on the archaeology site by a Galactic Task Force mercenary band, and witness a startling display of power from over 50 kilometers away.
I'm getting a white page on roll 20.
That's weird. I'm going to move you guys over to the map. I set up a... This is a really big map.
Launch game. Try it again.
And you'll need to probably zoom out a little bit. But I set up off on the side our four explorer tokens. That's not where they're at. They're way off in the distance, but that's the direction they're at. And I put everybody's characters on there. But you, you know what? I need to make it so you guys can move them. But let me do that.
Where are they? I see the explorer.
Hey. Okay, I see three explorers.
Four.
Four. Okay, it's not.
All right, okay. Everybody should be able to control their characters. So you guys, put your people on. Yeah, I just put your people on there. You're in the middle, north of the destroyed ruin that was dug out around. You guys can move kind of where you wanted to be when the... You guys were kind of in this area because you just discovered the heat difference. But... So you should probably be somewhere close to this point because that's where you were when the first one went off. And then you can start moving. And the squares are 5 meters.
Right. So... Shane, you've already moved into your trench.
Yep.
You think they're going to go through the fence and not come around through the south?
Well, if they do, I'm still in the trench.
Because I think they're going to try to get to this ruin. And, the underground entrance, that circular trench.
I just think that if they're coming that direction and they have to come all the way around, they're going to get hit by a lot of these lasers. I think they're going to try to find the quickest way through.
And you've got some explosives?
No, I was going to grab some from you. I just got my...
I prime them, you stick them?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I'll lick them, you stick them.
I don't like the way that sounds, but...
Hey, it's a very Drellazite thing. That tongue is just a fascinating organ you got there. Only thing Drellazite-ish on you.
That's a good question. Will they be hit by those turrets on the way right?
Yeah, one of them has already been hit.
I mean, can all four of them hit, or just, I mean, are they tall enough that all four of them can aim, or just...
depending on where they are, This one down here in the bottom right can't shoot across the compound, but the other three can shoot at them based on where they're at now, yes. And the towers, they're not really towers. They're just like shipping containers with a laser on a turret sitting on top of them. So they're only like 5 meters, not even that, probably 4 meters tall.
Okay.
Probably not even that. They're probably like 3 meters tall.
That's our explorer that showed up. I was like, explorer in the gate.
Yeah, that one's yours. Mm-hmm. So wait, hold on. Where'd it go?
That's good cover.
Okay.
There because.
But when this starts,
it's in the garage.
It's in the garage, and you guys are somewhere within 4 squares of that.
Well, I guess I'll try to grab some explosives from Eric and then run to the trench.
So we're within 4 squares. Come on, Dole, move.
You were. Can you not move your guy?
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, because you were standing at this corner of this ruin and noticing the temperature difference, and then the laser, this laser up in the upper left, fired. And that's what alerted everybody that something was going on.
Actually, the membranes would probably be like a catcher's mitt for grenades.
Alrighty. We're four from it. What are the rest of you guys going to do if we jump in that trench? And these robots are strewn all over. Have we prepped any of those?
No, because you've only got about a minute. Yeah, you've only got about a minute before the explorers get here.
So he's going to run and get our explorer, Angel, and then once they're kind of in position, he's going to see if he could do anything with remote with any of the equipment.
Right.
So we got to buy him time.
So Angel's going to hack them all from the explorer.
He's going to move the explorer into position. John's going to fire the gun. He's going to hack things. We're going to buy him time. How hard is it going to be to shoot through that gate, by the way?
John's the robotics person, by the way.
All right, well.
So why don't John run into this room with two robots? This one, right? If I can make it do its little
long click. Yeah, down here.
But he's also acting as a shield. Yeah, he can grab the remote because we asked about that.
Yeah, there is a remote for the big one.
Because it's John is the robotics guy, but technically it's like heavy equipment.
Yeah, and there's also a robotics guy of the crew. I should probably start putting them on the board too. I should have done that in advance. A lot of them are down underneath, but there are a few of the staff up here above. So hold on, I'll put a few of them on. Let's see.
Alrighty. Shane, I say we hide as close as we can. I probably should move my guy right on top of you.
Yeah.
So that we're in the same square.
I mean, it's a 5 meter square, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just get right up against the edge.
Yeah.
That's in hopes what I was that they're not using IR or something.
It's blazing hot here, even if they're using IR.
Yeah, you guys. Well, it's not that hot. It is nighttime.
Oh, yeah, hot. But getting under the ground would be advantageous.
All right, those are the ones that are above ground. One, two, six. Oh, wait, and one of them was actually, sorry, one of them was over here.
Yeah, those ruins are apparently indestructible with our weapons.
Yeah, the ruins count as hard cover.
How tall are those pyramids?
About 10 meters.
Okay, so we can't just, like, have the explorer behind it and only the gun
being nope.
over the top. Okay. Yeah, just checking. We did spend a lot of money fixing up the Explorer. That's probably more expensive to fix than us healing. Weird way to look at it, but.
Eric, you there?
I'm here. It got really quiet.
You went in, you, for some reason, you got moved into the general room instead of the game audio room.
Oh, I was looking for the comments of gameplay. Well, I looked in general. Yeah. I should look at the icons on the left. Hashtag is different than a speaker symbol.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
I've been reading the rest of the stuff.
All right, looks like it's just you three.
All right, well.
So where do you want to put Jill, Zulki, and Chikara, John's character, to start?
Well, I guess they should be in the Explorer, because Zulki, what does Zulki have for skills?
He's military. He's basically that projectile and thrown.
If you did him work in the machine gun, that frees John up to do some stuff with some of the other robots, while Angel can be working with the heavy duty robot.
Are you still getting a lot of background noise or no?
Yeah, but it's not bad. I mean, they're not coming. It's only coming in when you're talking now.
I want to play.
All right, I don't seem to be able to give you guys control of their characters, so
you're gonna have to move them.
Yeah, so I'll have to move them. Just tell me where you want them to go.
Well, Zulki's the one with the machine gun skills, right?
Right. Put him on the
He's the one that's coming with me to explore. That's for sure.
Yes. Okay. We'll say he was down here.
Well, that would be just fine. It
keeps my face. So is Chikara. All right, we'll call that.
You know, I think we should put some guys in the south trench as well, in case they decide to come through that gate.
Okay, hold on just a second. Yeah, we're getting a lot of background, Angel. Mom will help you do it.
No. Tom is muted.
Yeah, sorry. I had my 4-year-old in here. So.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, then we're going to go ahead and let this begin. And we'll start by rolling initiative.
Who wants to roll it?
Who's feeling lucky?
I'll try. Dang it! Why? I should have let you go.
All right, so you guys get to move first. Remember, the squares are 5 meters.
Well, I'm in the position I need to be.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Let's get the other guys down to the south trench, right? Yeah. Here.
Well, they got to get into the Explorer in the garage.
Near the garage, yeah.
Where, but if they want to get in the trench, that's cover. So, like, jump in and then, I don't know.
All right.
I got to see what I've got. It weighs explosives.
There's Jill.
How many squares? That is a good question.
I'm trying to understand that.
It's for the humans and the Azirians, it's 2 squares walking, up to 6 running. It's 3 and 7 for the Vrusk, and it is 1 and 4 for the Drolocites.
So the Vrusks will be booking it down there, I guess. Whoa, that is pretty far. I guess that's the advantage of having eight legs.
Yeah. Okay, so if you remember, we ended last time with this laser up to the upper right firing. And as you're running over towards your trench, Rennie, you notice that one of the explorers makes a hard turn to the right and is slowing down. And the others are advancing, and they are now 900 meters away.
I've got magna goggles on my magnifiers on my goggles. Could I see if they're like deploying any weapon?
You see weapons on the top of all of them, but in this turn, no. They just turned off to the right and are slowing down.
I can't see what type of weapons.
No, not at this distance yet. It's too dark.
All right. I was going to try to warn everybody.
Where do we want smoke, guys?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if they have laser weapons, because if they have laser weapons, smoke is going to be a lot more effective.
Because here's what I got. I got two smokes, two tanglers, two does, two incendiary, two fragmentation, and 2 kilograms of TD-19.
We'll get the TD-19 ready and have the smoke on standby, because if they have lasers, then we'll be able to maybe...
Right, but I'm guessing you use a kilogram at a time, right?
Well, you can... one charge of 50 grams does 5D10. And then every additional 50 grams you add to it does an additional plus 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, do 100 grams charges. Give us a bunch of...
So that'll give me 20. Yeah, I got 20 timers, so 20 of them. So I start making them into 100 gram pieces. So I'm making and I'm stacking them all over chain.
And let's...
Are you over there with him in the trench? Is that where your character is? Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're making like little bunny rabbits and...
You're making rocks. You don't have time to make bunny rabbits. Okay, so at this range, these three turrets in the three... Not the southwest one, but the other ones all get to fire. So I'll let you guys roll for them. It is, they have a 30, well, let's see, except they're shooting at a moving target. Let's see, 30%. They've got a 70% chance, minus 40 for the range. And then...
Plus 20 because you're feeling nice.
No, minus 10 for slow for targeting for moving vehicle. I'm going to call it slow. And I think that's. And a plus 5 because the target's large. So you got a 25% chance for each of them.
Yeah, someone else is going to have to roll for that. Angel, you try. Eric's already used his luck for the game.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm all lucked out. Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm rolling D100?
Yeah, three times. Oh, Lord.
Chicken bone, lucky, lucky chicken bone.
That's a hit.
All right, let's keep doing it.
That's a miss.
Oh, Lordy.
No. Well, the first one hit, so.
What? I'm on video now.
Oh, 1 out of 3 is not too bad. Is the noise better down here?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good.
I like it. All right.
So on the one hit, you get a 2d10 plus 10. Roll that to see what happens to the vehicle.
Oh, Okay. Good.
Actually, that isn't. It's only 7 on 2d10. All right.
Jeez.
So one of the lasers, they all streak out into the night. One of them you see connects with the vehicle. But they're all still coming. So next.
The top one that stopped.
Yeah. Okay. So, or is slowing down anyways. So that's it for this round. Let's roll initiative for the next round. If you want,
we'll go this time, Eric.
We'll take. Somebody else want to roll? See if you can get a 10. If you get a 10, it's you guys get initiative. But otherwise,
go ahead, Eric. At least you got closer.
Oh.
Actually, I take that back. If we take Eric's roll, you guys win initiative this round, because Ty goes to the side with the highest IM. So, and that's you guys. We take his 9.
You don't want me roll?
You don't have to roll.
Well,
you're taking your roll from before.
Or take your 9.
All right.
All right. So they move. They move next, and they continue. Right now, they look to be headed straight towards the compound.
They're still on the top left. On the
yeah, they're still coming in from that direction. The furthest one has stops this round. It rolls a little bit further forward, but it rolls to a stop, and you start to see people start climbing out of it.
What's the distance on that one?
That one is 970 meters. It's way out there. It's almost a kilometer away. Yeah.
All right. So people are getting out. I'm going to – what do I see through the magna goggles? I'm going to poke my head out just slightly.
You see the doors opening this run. You see – let's see. The first person out is of Rusk, but that's all that gets out this round, manages to get out this round after they stop because they have to roll to a stop at the end.
Right, so that's gonna, my 7 movement right there.
I'm going to radio back to everybody that the northernmost explorer is unloading people.
You do see someone climbing up on top of it or popping out the hatch on the top to mount man the weapon, whatever it is.
Okay.
And you also see people climbing up into the turrets or to the roof open hatch to man the weapons on all of the explorers, actually.
Can I identify the weapons?
Not yet. It's like I said, it's still too far away and dark. You'll know next turn. Okay. As they open fire. All right.
They all miss.
Yeah. All right.
If I get hit by a laser, I can identify it as a laser.
That will give it away.
You have John going to get this robot?
Yeah.
Okay. He's there with the robot.
Which robot? Oh, okay.
The heavy duty one.
This is the heavy duty one, right?
Yeah. That's okay. The big digging one. And you want Jill to go into the trench?
She didn't have to. She could stay with the guys in the explorer.
She could also. With the mortar. You could also give her the mortar. She's the one with the skill for the mortar.
Let's do that.
Oh, well then there you go.
All right, so the alarms are going off, so these guys come out. Or start coming out anyways.
Range of that
number. And these security robots. Start moving over into position.
No cover. Just stand out there and take fire.
This one's got cover. He's behind the thing. You can yell to him. He may or may not listen to you.
They'll listen to us, huh?
I said they may or may not.
How do Drolozites yell, by the way?
They just pump more air through their vocal system.
Yeah, I never figured out how that one worked. I always figured they had to suck in air into a pocket and then blow it out.
Yeah, basically. That's how humans do it, too. They suck air into a pocket and blow it out.
Yeah, but we're constantly doing that. They're not actually breathing. They have to think, oh, I'm going to talk. Better suck some air in.
Yeah, that's true. All right. The explorers are not firing this round, but your later turrets get to shoot again. Who wants to roll this time?
I say we all take one roll. There's three turrets. There's three of us.
All
right.
Let's do it.
Boom!
All right. Oh, no, nice.
Except you only rolled a d10. Oh. Try again.
It would have been nice.
Arrow up, okay? Oh, 86. Oh.
Get those bad rolls out now, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, they're at 800 meters for this shot. So they're still at long range.
Well, the good thing is that they're long range source as well.
Yeah.
By the way, that grenade mortar is, they're in long range for that, but we actually could do that.
Yeah, well, except that it's in the back of the Explorer and Jill's got to get it.
I know, but I'm saying.
Okay, next round. These first rounds go pretty quick because people just moving and the turrets are trying to pick off some of the Explorers. Oh, wrong die.
Whoa!
There we go. They rolled an 8.
All right,
crack a barrel.
Wait, that's a D10 you just rolled.
I know, that's 4 to initiative.
So you just got it. Yeah.
You guys win initiative again.
Could you just tell us the range of these guys?
They're 700 meters now. They're 700 meters from this guy.
Okay.
And they're off in that direction. Actually, they're all... They're actually... No, that's probably still right. They're about that far. They're still that far.
Now, I'm taking the Explorer out. Is it going to take me a turn to start it up and move it out? Or how
yeah, you'll get in it and start it this round, and next round you can drive it out.
Okay.
You and Zulki can both get into Zulki's it this with. Round.
Yeah.
So you guys can go ahead and move. So what you see is coming since Rennie's watching. Out of that explorer that stopped, you see two Vrusks, a Ysirian, a human, and a Drolozite get out, and there's a Vrusk on top of it, manning whatever weapon it has.
I'll relay that information to the guys.
I'm guessing that we've now made about 6 or 8 T-19s.
Yeah, we basically, if the numbers add up here, that's 24 guys.
So. Yeah, they might park the explorers and just...
Well, only one of them has stopped to... unload. So
you're guessing that it got hit by that first laser blast and took some damage is why it stopped.
Yeah, I figured we need to hit some more.
All right, let's see. We've got our
okay, so the security bots are staying in those positions, right?
Oh no, they're gonna move this time.
Oh, okay.
I haven't moved him yet. So this one moves right up. Actually, it's going to go on this side. It's basically got cover behind the turret, but can see out.
You wrote down what those guys had, and I can't remember.
What guys? Which guys?
The robots that just moved up there.
The security bots, they're level 4. They have, one has a laser, one has an automatic rifle, and they have The one laser has 100 SEUs, the one with the automatic rifle has 100 rounds. So they're just a standard security bot robot.
Can we tell them to kind of, or order them to save their ammo for now, because it's a big shot.
Oh, well, yeah. They probably will.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And we get another shot off.
Hold on.
Oh, in the maintenance box.
Yeah, this guy's the tech guy that controls the robots, and he's bringing out the robots, the maintenance robots, as basically shields. The maintenance robots do have self-defense programs, but they don't have attack programs.
Better than nothing.
Better than him than us. Yeah, I'm hoping that picture you posted of the heavy-duty robot from...
is accurate?
Yes.
Well, he did say the big claws. I just posted Star Frontier's robot.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I know which one you're talking about. It's the one from Face the Enemy or whatever. Yeah, this guy.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about what it looks like.
Cool.
That's pretty much what it looks like. Yeah, it's got the two arms that do 60-10, and it's got the digger that'll do another 60-10 if it hits somebody.
Yeah, that picture was impressive.
All right, what is this guy doing? All right, this guy does not have a weapon skill. It's Rusk up here, so he's going to, like, retreat.
Run away, run away.
He's going inside this protective ruin.
Actually, that's a smart move.
Yeah, so 11 of the 19 staff have weapon skills. These two guys, these two humans down here are their security officers, actually. They've got level 4 skills, and so they're moving out to help you guys, but they just were over in the mess hall eating. Those are the guys you met when you first arrived, Walker and Jonas. And then I haven't named any of these other ones, but this Dralocyte is the tech, the robotics guy for the – this Dralocyte right here is the robotics guy for the compound. And then these are just two of the other staff, but they happen to have weapon skills. So they're going to help mount the defense. And then the crew down in the ruin have been notified, but it's going to take them a little while to get out.
Yeah, and then they have to go get the weapons and all.
Yeah. So. All right, that's, I think, all the movement for this round, so we can roll initiative for the next round.
Well, the turn's going to attack.
Oh, right? You know, yeah, right. We get attacks. So you guys get to attack first because you had initiative, so... roll for the three. The security robots only have laser rifles, so they're not gonna shoot until the things get to within about 100 meters.
Yeah.
All right, maybe 200.
Rolling one.
Yep.
Yep. Everybody take one. Yeah. We went progressively worse.
That's okay. They're getting closer. All right. And now they get to shoot back. So the – let's see what happens. They have
– we'll find out what they have now.
Yep. All right. I'm going to do some rolls.
That's a hit.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm just going down the order. So, this first shot, the 32, that was the stopped Explorer, that was a machine gun, and it just basically fires a burst that just kind of strafes across the compound, doesn't hit anything. Then the one that does hit is a heavy laser, and it actually, they were aiming for the turret, and they hit it. So that laser is now inoperative. And then the 86 was a recoilless rifle, and the 81 was another heavy laser. But they both missed. So a shell goes off, you know, over here.
We're in a trench.
No one's around. So that was their shot. So now we get to roll initiative for the next round.
Oh, me? Right.
Five or better wins you initiative. I just jinxed you.
Yeah, you did.
All right, go ahead and move.
I rolled low for initiative and high for hitting. What the heck?
Go ahead and move your people.
But he's in the Explorer, so.
Yeah.
Okay, now how do I move the Explorer?
Oh, hold on.
Under square.
Is it not letting you move it? Let me.
No, it is. But
oh,
how
okay.
many squares can I move it?
Explorer, let's see. Do I have that table handy? The Explorer can move. Let's see, you've got to get it out of. Normally, you can accelerate up to 60 meters a turn, which is 12, but we're going to say half of that because you can get through the doors. So you can move up to 6 squares.
And me and Zuki are just hitting. So I'll leave our tag. I'll leave mine in the garage.
Yeah, we'll just leave you and Zuki in the garage. All right. So you drove that way.
When they get here, we're going to smash it, though. Hopefully.
And Jill runs and jumps up into the Explorer with you guys as you're driving by. Just grab the mortar.
And with the mortar, yeah.
Deploy it once you park. Let's see. I got three more robots to move. And this guy. So these two are clustered around that the tower container, using it for cover. And the explorers are about 500 meters out. Or sorry, 600 meters out.
Still too far. Well, I can't do anything until they get a little closer. At least that's what I think.
Okay, well, then let's roll for your... You've got two turrets left.
This is going to be bad. All right. Be positive. Why don't you and Eric roll? That's all going to be positive.
You want me to roll for it?
Yeah.
Bunzai! Damn!
The automated turrets are just not working here in the dark.
Damn!
Drone doesn't work.
Tell you, all plans are great until the dice are rolled.
That's right.
Yeah, you were right about that. I was really hoping we'd get a few more shots in. I mean,
so was I.
Speaking, we should have.
Yeah, you guys have been rolling really bad. Okay, their shots. They are. Let me double check their to hit chances. They're all at long. The recoilless is reloading, so they're all at long range. It's minus 40. And then they are. Attackers in vehicle, that's minus 20 more. Target is stationary, is plus 10.
I feel like I'm adding up all these things too much.
All right.
I'm just saying.
So they have minus 35s because they're shooting at the well. Let's see. Two of them do. And then the other one's really far away. He actually might have a bigger modifier. Hold on. Nope, yeah, he's just at the edge of his range. Okay. He's got a minus. Yeah, the machine gun's only going to hit on a 5. It's so far out. It's just kind of keeping your head down. So the machine gun misses. The heavy laser. That's a hit. I think. Hold on. 60. No, actually, it may not be. Because of what he's shooting at. Let's see. 60, 25, and has... Nope, that's a miss. That's a miss with the heavy laser, too. Because he was going after these robots. So, they have hard cover, so that gives them an extra minus 20 to hit, and so he misses.
Hey, should we be getting a bonus because of the size?
You are.
Oh. We just suck. Okay.
Well, with a 94, I would need some serious bonuses.
Yeah, we are that bad. We try.
We do.
Yeah.
Initiative time, I guess.
Yep, it's initiative time.
Who wants to do it?
Go ahead, Shane. This one's you. We messed with the gun.
All right, hold on.
Well, let's see.
Oh, there you go. Woo-hoo.
All right, you guys have initiative. So they're just continuing to advance on the.
What's the range of them on there?
They are 500. They're 500 meters out.
100 meters. Okay. How long till we get that mortar deployed?
I assume he's going to drive to his position and stop this round, and next round she can get out with it.
Okay. Well, I'm staying where I am because, you know, not cowardice. It's just, you know. All
right. So we're going to move there.
Where did you move the... Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're moving there?
Yeah, so that way he could get a shot.
Okay.
And she could take out the mortar, start setting it up.
Yeah, she'll get out next round and can fire on the one after. Assume she's loading around this round while you're driving.
Right. But he could still shoot the machine guns on top, right?
He can shoot the machine gun now, yeah.
Okay.
What would his to hit be on that then?
So it would be his skill. We're gonna say his skill is 2. So that's plus 20 and 28 plus 20 is 48, plus another 20 for firing a burst is 68 minus 10 because it's a heavy weapon. So 58, and then the range is 500 meters. So
so much better than this.
That means 18?
Yeah, 18. So minus 40. So he's getting 18 right now, and as they get closer, he'll...
It'll go up.
It'll go up.
Machine gun ammo is cheap.
And you have a lot of it. Let's see, who else do I got to move? Oh, see, John can move this heavy-duty robot. Where do you want it?
I was driving first, so I'm going to have to use the controllers on my next...
No, John went and got it.
Oh, okay. So then I want that bad boy.
Yeah, so these guys are jumping in the trench with you guys.
Is it in the garage or out of the garage?
Well, it was in the garage, so where do you want it to move to? So click on the map where you want it to be. It can move six squares.
One, two.
Well, just tell me where you want it to go to, and I'll move it, because I forgot to move it last round.
Right,
okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's last round. So right there?
Yeah.
All right.
That was like a block.
And John will come out and jump in the trench, too. So you can see what's going on.
Everybody in the trench.
All right.
In the trenches.
Yeah.
Trenches. And the two turrets.
Yep, the two turrets. Actually, they No, you guys got initiative, so you guys get to shoot first.
So
I guess I'll take a shot.
Okay, so... You now have a 45 chance to hit.
All right. Cool.
55 chances to miss. Hit.
That's a hit, baby. Go ahead, Eric. You got the other one. Have faith.
Really?
Random. All right.
It's a hit.
Okay, so... If you scroll your maps, you can see the four explorers. This is the one that stopped. Show me which of the three you were shooting, other three you were shooting at, and then roll 2d10 plus 10.
I'm shooting at
heavy lasers or the recoilless.
That one.
All right, I gotta scroll some more. Where?
That's the recoilless, right?
No, the middle one was the recoilless.
Okay. So, oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's machine gun at the top. Top and bottom of the three are the heavy lasers, and the middle one of those three is the recoilless.
All right. I am shooting this bottom one.
So the heavy laser.
Okay. Roll 2d10.
2d10 plus 10, yep.
You want me to do the same?
Yep. And
which one are you aiming for, though, Eric?
18.
I did 17.
The other, as I understand it, this one's the other heavy laser, the one that's parked.
No. This
machine gun.
This one
heavy
is.
Laser.
Okay, then I'm going for the other heavy laser.
Okay.
All right,
you hit him.
You're gonna put his eye out. You put your eye out with that thing. Stop playing with it.
All right. And now they get to shoot.
No fair.
Oops.
Alrighty.
That's the miss.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
Ooh.
That one might be a hit. That's the recoilless rifle. Let me double check.
Yeah, that's the recoilless.
Yeah, minus 20. Nope, that's a miss.
Ooh. Oh boy.
And that's a miss.
Okay. All right, good. The lasers, machine guns.
Yeah, the recoilless had a 30. Just missed it. So that shell goes off right there, right behind him. Just far enough not to do any damage.
Well, this trench is
not good enough.
What was that?
This trench is getting crowded.
Never mind. Earlier on, I was thinking
it's 20 meters long, and there's only four of you in it so far.
Earlier on, I was thinking high was better because I've been doing a lot of D&D stuff lately.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hi! Oh,
okay.
No, we're not playing for 20s.
All right, you're probably going to win initiative this round.
Oh, I'll try for initiative. Let's see. There we go.
Yay. We'll take it and like it.
Hey, it's enough to win initiative. All right. So they are now relative to your compound.
Oh.
They're about there.
Oh, goody.
Not quite. And they're actually spread out a little more. So I'm going to... okay. Click over here. Click one.
Of course.
They're actually spread out like that.
Now I got to scroll again. Okay.
Sorry. So.
All right. Well, shoot them. I'll take the same one again.
Okay. Let's see. We got some people moving. So they're going to park these robots above the trench. Basically as bait. Oh, wait. Somebody roll for Zulki.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we've been forgetting about that.
And I'm just going to put these guys behind the trench, although they're really in the trench with you guys.
Who wants to do the Zulki roll?
Well, you guys each got a turn, so I guess I'll do Zulki.
Yeah.
Okay, that worked.
And it's a hit.
And he hits. Yay. 2d10 plus 12, I think. Or maybe is it plus 10? 2d10 plus 10.
Whoa.
That'd be pretty spectacular.
That'd be freaking awesome.
22. Oh, all right, which one was he shooting at?
He was also going for this one.
Okay.
Heavy laser.
So...
next time, just forget the D and just put R30.
All right. Okay. That one has some bullet holes in it.
Cool.
That's good.
All right. So,
initiative again.
Yeah, now's the round where you guys just won and rolled in one initiative. So, they have to move first.
God, they're still too far out for me to actually have a decent chance of hitting them. I might have to cash in the pistol and get something a little.
So they are. They are 250 meters from this fence.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have moved. So they've been coming in at an angle.
Yeah. Did our turns take their shots after the mortar, though?
Yeah, we'd rolled before them. This is the round. That machine gun was actually from the last round. We forgot him, so we did it really quick.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn. It's your turn to fire again. So they're 250 meters from this plus whatever you add on for your positions. So.
And the mortar goes now too.
Yeah, and Jill can fire the mortar.
All right.
Let's figure out what her chance to hit with that is. Let's see, 30, 40, minus 20, so 20, she has just a 10% chance because they're moving. Oh no, sorry, 15, because it's a large target.
if she aimed at the guys that stopped. I mean, it's...
Oh, if she wants to go after that one... And Rinny, you can see the people from that explorer are advancing, but they're just way out there.
All right, Angel, take care. Have a good night. Have a good night, Oscar. Take care. Get home safe.
Well, I say we have her, you know, she...
More of those people.
Her hitting the people.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a well, in that idea. Case, let me re-computer chance to hit.
Chance goes up to 82. Yay!
No. Unfortunately not. So she is 0 plus... it's basically 5% chance to hit them.
Oh, well then... Just
because they're smaller and further. Yeah. The Explorer is actually a slightly easier target just because it's a bigger target and closer.
All right, let's go for the recordless rifle one. How about that?
All right, so she's going to shoot at the middle one. You've got two turrets that are each going to shoot at the top and bottom one. And then you want Zulki to shoot at what?
Oh, he shot at the heavy base one, the bottom one as well.
Okay.
The closer one.
That works.
So, yeah.
That works. He's getting close.
Yeah.
I'll take the mortar. You guys do the turrets.
Here goes the top. Not.
Not a hit.
All right. Here we go.
Wait, hold on. Oh. That's a hit.
All right.
And a grenade shell does.
Zulki missed. Oh, no, wait. That was the other turn.
So I assume you're lobbing frag grenades, so 2d10 plus 8.
2d10 plus 8. Okay. Let me...
Let me check the turrets. There's 70.
I missed both.
Minus nine. Yeah, they're 45 for the turrets to hit. So, still.
Yeah, I missed with the turn. And
wait, 70. Yeah, 45.
2d10 plus 8. Here we go.
Hold on.
I compensate for hitting by getting low damage.
That's a frag grenade. Let's see. Roll 8d10 for me.
Okay. That's always a good
thing. You landed it on the roof of the Explorer, and it didn't damage the Explorer, but there's a guy sitting up there.
Goodbye.
All right. And the weapon.
Ouch.
That was a good roll. A couple of nines in there.
What? Yes, I ate the last of it for lunch.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Kirsten ate all of that earlier in the week. All right, so
hopefully
let's see.
Hopefully it damaged the weapon. Yay.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to make an instant house rule. Yes, it damaged the weapon and the person. Okay, so you were shooting at the middle one with the recoilless rifle.
Yep.
That guy took... Oh, yes. Ouch, he's hating life. All right. Yeah, he's hating life. And his recoilless rifle is non-functional.
Go ahead.
All right, and then did somebody roll for Zulki?
Who wants to roll for Zulki?
Here he goes. I shouldn't roll for Zulki.
if you just flip the dice. All right.
That's what we used to do. Oh, no, I put the green die first.
Yeah,
I
know.
we gotta use the Discord die roller. We were doing Angel.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, except that it's this screen with the map that we're streaming and recording. So we have to use the die roller and roll 20. Sorry.
That would be a really boring stream if you were just watching the Discord channel.
All right. Okay. So, all right, they get to shoot. Well, that guy doesn't get to shoot, but the machine gun gets to.
He yells shoot.
Machine gun's too far.
No, the machine gun only hits on a 5.
I'm dying.
Good. He missed.
That one didn't, though.
Fudge. Heavy laser. Oh, okay. That one
misses. All right, so this turret here is no longer functional. So you're down to one laser turret.
Okay, I wasn't scrolled to the right area. What?
Oh, the upper left one. Upper right one.
So both of the top ones are out.
Both of the top ones are out now.
I'm guessing that's where I was shooting from.
That was the one you were probably rolling for, yeah.
Yeah, because I was shooting this dude up here.
Yep. So your turret got hit.
No, I got to roll for a Zolki.
This one could still shoot, though, right? The one at the bottom left?
The one at the bottom left can still shoot, yeah.
Yeah, you still got a turn. About,
and then the bottom right, is it?
It can't.
It
can't shoot across the compound.
No line of sight, huh?
It was not programmed to shoot inside the compound.
Oh. Well, get the programmers out, man. Guys, reboot the system.
All right, so we got a turret, a machine gun, and the mortar still.
Yeah, and the mortar can only shoot every other round, I think. Yeah, every other round.
Yeah, I think
so. So just like the recoilless rifle that they had. Okay, so that's it for that round.
Initiative.
Roll for initiative. Uh-oh, you got to roll a 9 or
frickin'
better.
Frack.
You got to roll a 9 or better to get initiative.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Let's see. I'm going to make this happen. I can see the 9 on the side. Does that count?
Oh, no.
All right. Let's see. At the end of last round, they were here relative to your positions. And they're not too far off the map now. They are only... about 140 meters from the fence. So they're basically 150 meters from you guys.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Well, at least the...
the recorder's rifle is gone, so that's good.
The combat robots have laser rifles, so...
Well, one of them does. One has an auto rifle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better than nothing. Well, guys, I'm staying where I'm staying.
Oh, I'm...
Yep. Oh, all right, so they get to shoot first. Let me compute. Let's see. I know what that one is. He misses. Hold on. I got to advance the foot infantry. I have a little large-scale map here in paper on my desk. Okay, so the heavy laser, they're 140 meters out. So that's still medium range. They're moving. All right. Oh, they took out your last turret.
Fudge.
That one got your last turret, so your laser turrets are gone. It is now your turn to shoot with your, I guess you just, your personal weapons if you want, and the machine gun. So Zolki has a...
How far are they now?
They're 150 meters.
That doesn't sound very laser pistolish.
No, it's not laser pistolish, but we could fire the lasers on these combat robots, and they'd be at medium range.
Yeah, the robots will fire this round. So yeah. Zolki has a 38 to hit. Now that they're closer, and
the mortar.
The mortar has to fire next turn.
Yeah, it's not shooting this round. She's reloading.
Okay.
And it will have a 25. She'll have a 25. So, go ahead and roll for Zulky.
Okay.
Not Eric.
Okay.
Normally not Angel either.
Yep, Angel missed.
When you can't roll good, you got to roll bunches of times to get the luck out.
That's right. All right, so the laser rifles are medium, so that's minus 20, minus 25. The security robot with the laser rifle has a 45% chance to hit.
I'll roll that. That's on you.
All right.
What was that thing set on?
And the auto rifle would have a... The one with the auto rifle would have a 45% chance to hit too, if he fires a burst. If he fires a burst.
Go ahead, Eric. Make it happen. Hey.
Just missed him.
Close.
All right, but roll 2d10 plus 10 for that. We're assuming he's got it set to 10 because he's shooting at vehicles.
So which one are you shooting at? Shane.
Oh, the bottom laser one.
Oh, the bottom laser one? Okay.
This one? Okay.
I figure that's like better in line for him. Here we go. 25.
That's fine. All right.
That's a good
that's
hit.
That's pretty good. And that's his third hit. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been hitting that one, so.
Okay. All right. You'll find out what happened on the next turn. And, I never finished moving. This robot's here. All right, next round, roll for initiative.
Give it a try,
Eric. I rolled last time. Yep, go ahead.
Alrighty, I'll do it. Hold on.
You got this.
It doesn't matter what you roll, you win initiative.
Yeah.
Now he kills it.
Yeah, now you get the 9.
I'm rolling high. That's what I do.
Okay. So the explorer that you hit, that the robot hit,
right,
peels off to the right and starts stopping. It is at a range of 125 meters out from the fence.
125. Okay.
Actually, they may be on the map now. Hold on. Oh, no. No, they're halfway. Okay, so twice as far as he is. Right. And he is actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, he's actually down. I'm going to move him. He's wrong button. He's down here. And facing that direction. And then this one is...
Angel, you ready with the can opener?
Yeah, as soon as he comes close, because I'm just sitting here.
All right, I'm going to – let me write on the board, on the screen a little bit. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, these explorers are right where they are on the map. They are right there. All right. And they slowed down slightly. It looks like they're preparing to stop.
Okay, but inside the fence were 5 meters per hex. Outside the fence were
5 meters per square two. Except for this one. So this one's twice as far away on the map as the icon is showing. These guys are actually in those squares. So you can use the little ruler now to...
Right, but the one that you just wrote 125 meters on...
Yeah, that's the distance... Yeah,
he's far away.
Yeah, that's the distance from him, from the fence out to him.
Okay.
But the rest keep...
The rest of them are just...
On the top, it's way far off the screen.
Yeah, that one's off the screen. He's... Here, I'll write here too. He is...
Oh, wow, he's far off.
Yeah, he's way out there.
Like a kilometer.
Yeah, he's almost a kilometer out. The group of people that got out of him are 770 meters out, but they're still a long ways away.
Yeah, they're going to be tired by the time they get here.
Yeah, they Good. Are.
Hopefully dead tired.
No, only us city folk are that way.
So what is the chance to hit then if these guys are 75 meters for these guys?
For which guys?
Come on, get the little thing here. Ah, because I've got the ruler on. That's why. These guys.
They don't have any weapons.
Oh, that's
they're,
right.
They're melee only. Self-defense.
And defense only.
Yeah. If they get attacked, they can defend themselves.
Well, these guys right here, though, are going to be at medium range for their weapons.
Yes.
The guys on top.
Yep.
Well, let's let them take some pop shots at this guy. This guy right here.
Do you want him to shoot at the explorer at this point or the gunner?
The explorer is an easier target?
The explorer is an easier target.
Let's do that.
Go for the explorer.
Let's do that.
All right, so...
Everybody fire!
Distance is basically 70 meters. With a... So they have... So the one with the laser rifle has a 45 to hit, and the one with the machine gun has a 65 to hit.
Which one do you want to roll, guys?
You take the laser like you did last time. Eric, take the machine gun one.
All
right. And I said that Vuki.
Okay. Jeez.
Just missed it. All right, so the laser hits. Roll 2d10 plus
10. I don't think this guy's been hit yet.
Yes, he has once.
Yeah, he got hit once.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I forgot to put the...
And that's... Zulki. I don't know what his chance are.
Oh, yeah, Zulki's is... Who's he shooting at? Which one of these?
Oh, we all said we're all going to aim for this guy.
Oh, okay. So his distance is under 100 meters with the machine gun is 48.
I forgot the damage.
At 2d10 plus 10. Uh-huh. You rolled a 24, Shane?
Yeah.
Not mine.
Could have been worse because I could have rolled a 12.
Okay.
19.
All right. So, and Danish, so they get to shoot now.
The 24 didn't do any damage to him.
It hit it. You don't know if it did. Oh, yeah, it did something. You don't know what yet, though. You won't know till they move on the next turn. All right, so let me compute This 125. 35. I'm going to call it 150 meters. And so he has a heavy laser. That's minus 20. He's no longer moving. So, okay. All right, the machine gun way out there. Misses. He misses. And he misses. All right, so this guy. Oh, wrong. I gotta have the little arrow selected. The heavy laser here is shooting at the robots. This heavy laser fired at you guys in the trench, but sailed over the trench.
They see us.
Yes, because you weep. Okay. So roll initiative.
Well, you got close to me on purpose. No, you got close. 8. And I got
a 4. All right, they get initiative. So, are any of you moving?
Because you should. No. Because I've been telling okay. you for a very long time to Ooh. Give yourself a treat.
What is the Do you remember the throwing distance? I know we're way out of throwing distance. Throwing distance offhand.
It's I've got it right here. There's 0 to 5, 10, 15, 25, 50.
All right. Well, we'll wait till they're in the 25 range, I think.
All right. So this one basically did this. I'll draw its path in case you weren't. So you it went.
That means it's something happened to it. That's good.
And it stops there.
Well, moving target, stationary targets are
easier to hit.
Even easier to hit. Yep. And its gun is such that the gunner has to like climb out onto the roof of the Explorer and scramble around to swivel it around to point at you guys.
Awesome.
So it won't be shooting this round. And then this guy, I want to...
Wait a second. Did we forget the motor this round?
Yeah, you get it this round.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And this one smashes through the fence right in front of you guys.
Holy!
And
how far can that heavy duty?
Yep, the heavy duty one is going right up there.
Hey,
now.
Shane, you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna throw a grenade this round.
Okay. All right. So, oh 15. Yeah. And at this point, there is a group of people who have spilled out. Of the this Explorer over here.
One that spun around?
The one that spun around, they'll probably be getting out on the next turn. But there's a group out here, and they're advancing at about 20 meters a turn, and I will draw them on the board when they get there.
Okay.
All righty, let's... I'll throw.
Go for it.
Are we throwing just grenades or the T-19?
Oh, actually, hold on. They get to shoot first.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to throw T-19?
Yes. I don't like those.
Dude, you make good rolls, Tom.
Yeah, but they're not enough. That 20 was for the guy that got 5%. That machine gun that's way off in the distance.
Oh, the machine gun. Oh,
yeah, the 84 was for this guy. He missed for this guy down here. He missed. This guy doesn't have a gunner. Well, he has a gunner, but he doesn't have a gun because you blew it up.
A gun.
with your frag grenade on his roof. And this guy is out of position this round, so he can't fire either. Okay, so we're going to go one by one, and we'll do you guys, and then we'll do the crew of the dig site crew. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the laser and the security robots.
What are you throwing, Eric?
I'd really like to just stick the T-19 to them when they try to barrel over us.
Can you please move this?
Yeah, where do you want? Oh, you want it right up next to it.
I think we throw the smoke. Puck a smoke out there so that he's got no chance, no choice but to drive forward.
Well, no, I want the arm to grab him. The robot arm to grab him. That's what I'm hoping for.
You do the robot arm, I'll throw the T-19, you throw the smoke.
All right.
Okay, I'm hucking smoke right there.
Okay.
All right, what's my hit with the T-19?
It's going to be your thrown weapon skill. So half your dex plus your thrown weapon skill minus 20, minus
That's
10
for
range.
I have no idea what the chance hit is.
Right. So half my dex.
15.
So I got to do at least 25. I didn't make it.
I'm going to go
for it. Well, I got a grenade bounce.
Yeah, you're going to get a grenade bounce.
So here we go.
Roll a d10.
8.
I think that's like the one you don't want.
Oh, shit. Why?
Yeah, 8's right back at you. But because of the distance.
Like right there.
Yeah, so you throw it to go off right here, and it goes off. Right here, just in front of your robot. So
it bounces off the windshield and comes back.
So
made the guy duck.
It's
the driver duck.
Well, it was a shame how they shot that robot.
Did I grab him with the arm though? The big robot arm? The claw.
All right, so there's smoke right there. and growing. okay. Let's see. So, Shane. Oh gosh, she rolled 100.
Yeah.
Good thing there's no fumbles in Star Frontiers.
I know.
Okay. And Angel. Oh yeah. If you're what are you attacking? Just the Explorer.
I'm trying to grab the Explorer. With the
okay.
Arm, so.
All right.
Stop it from moving forward.
All right. You have definitely grappled it. Roll 2d10 plus 6.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you've grabbed it.
Roll low for damage.
You've grabbed it. Doesn't look like you've done any serious damage to the Explorer, but you do have a hold of it.
Next round.
No. We got
you. Next round to the damage.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now, John, he's controlling the robot. Or did you want him to hand that off to you and him fire a weapon?
If he can fight, let him fight.
Okay.
I'll do the robot.
Then
yeah.
He has an auto rifle.
And what about Zolki too?
Yeah,
Zolki and the motor.
Yeah,
and
you've got those two to shoot still. So, all right, let's do Zolki. Do you want the machine gun shooting at this Explorer? Do you want the machine gun shooting at that Explorer that breached the fence? Ah, wrong button.
Zolki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So he has a 65% chance to hit, I think. Let me double check. Yep, 65% chance to hit. Large stationary target. Really
gotta
close.
Be able to do this. Yay!
All right. There you go. 10d10 plus 10. Or 2d10 plus 10. Sorry. Since, you're shoot, since you're shooting at the Explorer. 2d10 plus 10.
Come on. No, that's not too bad.
Okay.
It's not that great, but
it's taking a bunch of hits, too.
Yeah. Okay.
And you guys are the two robots. You guys got to shoot at that other Explorer.
All right. And who do you want Jill shooting her mortar at? Her choices are any of these three explorers or the group of people that have exited this explorer over here. There's a group of people about 130 meters from her.
What's the chance of hitting it at this one right here?
The explorer or the people that are a little slightly closer?
The people that are slightly closer.
The people.
Let's see if they're close enough to make it change the... no, they're still the same range band. So, well, hitting the people would be a 30. And hitting the explorer would be a 40, because it's or a 35, because it's a bigger target.
What about hitting this explorer?
You want to do the explorer?
That one would be a 45 for her.
I say hit that one.
Let me check the...
See if you can blow it up before those people even come out.
Yeah, it's under 100 meters. So, wait, she's right here. Yep, it's just under 100 meters. So, that gives the grenade mortar... Oh, actually, it's just on the limit of her range. She can't actually shoot at this one. It's too close. So, this one's just at the edge of what she can shoot. And so that, yeah, that give her a 40 to hit.
For this one, 40?
Yep.
I say you should go for that one. Before they even get out. Ah, freaking frack. At least they get dirt on them.
Yeah.
Roll a d10, please.
Three.
All right. So it ends up going off. Oh, shoot. Forgot to be. All right. It goes off just past it and blows up right in front of the windshield.
Keep them honest.
Okay.
Can we get the combat robot to hit that thing? That Explorer too?
Yes. So it has a. 50 meters with a laser rifle, or 60 meters is minus 20, but it's shooting at a larger target, and the target is stationary. So that gives it a 65 to hit.
Eric, you roll this, because we've already established I can't hit.
Angel's the only one that's hitting anything.
All right, Angel, you roll. But we've probably used up his luck.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh, he's not here right now.
Hold on. Here we go, we'll do it. No!
Should have had him roll.
All right, Rolf, for the other one, it also has a 65 to hit.
All right, I'll roll that one.
Me? Here I go.
Want somebody.
I'll roll.
Hey, finally!
All right. Yay! Roll 2d10 plus 5. Actually, roll 2. No, just roll. Just roll 5d10.
Why would you roll just the 5d10?
Because the robot's shooting at the gunner.
Oh, okay. 29.
29. All right. So that is... All right.
What about the rest of the worthless ground crew here?
Oh, that's what we're going to do next. So we have...
They're all opening fire on this floor.
They're not...
Except for now we have smoke there.
We got to put some smoke somewhere around here. I don't know how.
Well, there is smoke right there.
Yeah.
It's expanding out just like that circle. So everybody right there has soft cover starting next round.
I guess that's good.
Well, I'm hoping the driver of the Explorer goes right in this trench.
Well, I was holding the Explorer.
No, this Explorer here, we've now blinded him.
Yeah, but you've also grappled him with the giant robot.
Yeah, he's held.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Let me pull up all these people. So the two humans have a base 70% chance to hit. And they are carrying laser rifles. The Vrusk has a 53% chance to hit. 53? Yeah, 53% chance to hit. And he's got an auto rifle. The Yazirian has a gyrojet rifle, and he has a 50% chance to hit, and the Dralocyte has a 40% chance to hit, and he's got a laser rifle as well. So those are their base chances with their dex plus skill. So their weapons are not going to be very well. I guess the laser rifles, you could crank up the SEUs and shoot at the Explorer and maybe damage it, or you could just hold and wait till the, you know, people come out. Whatever you want to do. What do you guys want to do with them?
They might as well save
them. I was going to take advantage of the smoke, run forward, and stick some T-19 on the windshield in front of the driver.
Okay. Oh,
never leave the trench.
Go for it.
I'll cover you.
Make it happen, though.
Nobody's come out of the thing. The dude up on top doesn't have a weapon anymore.
Yeah, he's actually dropped down inside. There's actually isn't a dude up on top anymore.
Yeah, the big claw is on top of it now, so he's inside now.
Okay. That's
a good idea. So I've got T-19 one hand, stick it on there, jump back behind the combat robots, wait for it to go off. In the other hand, I've got an incendiary grenade ready to go through the hole.
Okay.
I am going to set my laser pistol on hurt real bad, setting 10, and take a shot at this thing.
Okay.
It's my base chance is 45, but...
And your range is 15, so that's what, short?
Yeah.
So minus 10.
Minus 10, so base is 35.
Plus 10 for a stationary target, so 45. And large, so 50.
Right.
And I got the hurt real bad.
And you had it set to what, 10? It was a pistol? Okay, so 2d10 plus 10.
All right, please. Do something here.
A robot got in the way. That's you can say. You can say that.
No. Normally, you don't shoot the mirrors of the car.
Bounces off the mirrors.
Too much chrome.
Okay.
What's the rate of fire on that thing?
A laser pistol, twice around.
I might as well empty the clip.
Okay.
Everyone else has to roll there first, right?
Well. We need a new initiative round.
Do I consider this an unarmed combat move?
Roll initiative before we do all that. It's new round.
Oh, did she hurt? Did she hit with the motor?
Oh yeah. Well, who did you want her to shoot at? Did we decide? You never. Oh yeah, it just missed. Remember, it landed in front of the windshield.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Initiative. Yes.
Rocket. All right. Okay. So I need to put some more people on the board. So you guys think about what you want to do while I add on. I'm going to use pirate characters for these guys.
Sounds good.
So we can see them. All right. So this is
the imps come marching one by one. Hurrah, hurrah. The Yuzirians back there trying to keep up.
Oh, no, they're all actually just on the edge of the map. It doesn't always put them where I expect them to. Okay, so those guys are... Actually, I take that back. Not all of them are. Let me take... Is that the one sitting on the explorer? Yeah. Let me just remove him. This guy's actually back manning the heavy laser on the explorer, and he's going to start shooting this round. So those five, though, are right there. And also on your side, we have... Three more PCs. Three more. So Yuzirian, Vreskin, human. And they all are base 35 to hit.
Question. The robot arm, the claw, is it stopping the explorer's door from opening?
The one on this side.
All right.
There's one on the other side in a back hatch.
The back hatch. Yeah.
But yes, the robot is effectively blocking.
On its doing...
Is effectively blocking them exiting that side of the explorer.
All right, good. So the back open is right over the barbed
wire. All right. Oh yeah. Hold on. There's more people I got to put on the board.
Would that heavy duty be able to lift that explorer with the arm?
Might be able to. All right, so
when it starts lifting before I get there, I'm sticking things on the bottom.
All right, so Eric, I want you to make a dex roll.
Not. Face plant right. On the windshield. Hi, guys!
All right. Okay. So it doesn't... You don't get the explosive placed where you want it. Roll another D100.
Oh, boy.
Okay. But you do manage to get it attached to the explorer, just not exactly where you wanted it. And what were you using? How big? What were the charge sizes?
These are 50 kilogram size.
100.
Yeah, sorry,
doubles. 100. Okay, okay. All right, and then you run up, you stumble on the way up, so you just kind of throw it. It sticks to the Explorer, and you dash back into your position before it goes off.
Where did it stick?
I don't know. Let's see.
We're going to find out now.
It stuck to the windshield.
Oh, cool.
All right. Roll.
Okay. If I missed and I still stuck it to the windshield, what did I do? Stick it on the passenger side?
Yeah.
Same effect. What do you want me to roll?
5d10.
Yeah, okay. Here. Oh, and there we go. 5d10.
Plus 25. Okay.
Plus 25?
Yeah. So you totally spiderweb the windshield. It just shatters. And, the driver's like, ah!
Okay.
And I will take half of that as damage to the driver.
I think.
Well, I'm guessing I've got a hole now.
Yes, you do.
Okay. We're going to exploit that next round.
I'm gonna shake them out.
No, I'm going to cook them.
Now Angel's going to shake them out.
This is a morale game. We're going to set this one on fire so the guys back outside see that, nobody got out and it's on fire.
Right.
And then we could throw it.
Well, you can turn it upside down or stomp on it, or anybody that comes out, bite them in half with that big claw.
I think about just tossing it back out.
Okay, Rennie, have you shot yet?
No, I haven't.
So okay, let's do you.
I'm still, unfortunately, on the 10, so I got one more shot, but let's go for that. I guess, is the driver visible now?
The driver is visible.
Well, take a shot at him.
Okay. Oh, actually, hold on. You had to reload. Are you hooked up to a power clip or a belt pack?
Is a power clip, but I only shot once. It's the first time.
Only didn't shoot the one time. Okay, then yeah.
All right, got a shot here.
Nice.
That's a hit.
He's not gonna be feeling.
No, 10d10. Shards of glass fly in his face. He throws up his arms, and followed by a laser blast, and he just slumps over the steering wheel.
Nothing like overkill.
He fused the glass into his liver.
Now, what I'm hoping for is that there's not a wall between the cab and the rest of the Explorer that we can.
Well, there's not in yours.
Yay. Cindy Marie and flying space, that should be fun.
All right. You're controlling the robot. John, somebody roll for John's. Who do you want John shooting at? We can continue to concentrate fire on this Explorer, or do you want to start taking some slightly longer shots at the people on the ground?
I think he should be going after these people.
Okay.
Which people? The ones in the south? Or the one in the
middle? Yeah, that's what he's closest to.
Oh, okay.
So he's 80 meters away with his... what does he have as a weapon? He's got an automatic rifle. So 50 minus 20. So he's got a 30% chance to hit individual shots, or he can fire a burst at a single target and get a plus 20 and have a 50% chance to hit.
First kind of guy.
Yeah, probably not. All right, so roll. We'll assume he's shooting at this one, and roll 30% chance to hit. What? The top one. He's gonna shoot the guy closest to him. This one.
So is he gonna burst or not, guys?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. So three rolls at 30%.
You want to give it a try, Angel?
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
I just had a 17. There's no chance I'm going to be hit. Let's be honest here.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
That's a hit?
That's why you roll.
Now I'll roll damage because I roll high.
Cool.
Three times. Yeah, oh, three shots.
Not so good.
No.
Yuck. All right. Well, at least
all
one.
Right, we hit once. Roll d10.
Good, Eric. Roll damage. You do good on the
10. He's going to roll a 1. Oh, yes! That's a good hit.
Eric's the D10 man.
All right. Okay, and then up there I've got human.
Can Angel use that arm to crush the explorer?
That's what I was going to say. Just squeeze.
It's going to be like toothpaste.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Doing damage to it.
Squeeze it.
Going to be squeezing it while
Shane. Okay, so let's see. We've done Shane. We've done Angels. So roll for the explore. That's going to be an automatic hit, so just give me 2d10 plus 6.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's do instead of the vehicle, because you're trying to crush the explorer itself. Roll. Just give me 6d10.
Okay.
Twice. So give me 12d10.
Whee!
Okay.
That's a lot of damage.
The one arm basically rips off the door.
Is he still holding it?
Yeah. He's holding it with the gripper claws, and then the digger claw just goes into the top of it, and the door flies off on the ground.
I was hoping it'd be kind of.
Don't let the rats out.
I was hoping it'd be like Total Recall with the screw you.
They're here. Okay. Okay, let's see. Zulky gets a machine gun shot. So,
oh, yeah, that's right, Zulky.
We're going to have him shoot out here. So 100 meters with the machine
gun.
Should
he go for the people up here instead?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. That's probably good.
Yeah, he's going to go for them.
All right, so minus 20. So what I say is basically 68. So 48.
Eric, make Zulky hit.
Woohoo!
Whoa.
Roll 10d10.
I'll roll the damage.
Yeah, please.
Mm. Not bad.
Yeah. Nice.
At least we're making these guys have a bad day.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the Yazirian up there. And he takes 47 points. Ouch. All right.
And you guys are the two security robots. Fire at those people too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to work through those. Hold on, let me finish.
What about these four security bots or maintenance bots here?
They can't do anything. They're basically there to try to be distractions, and you can use them for cover.
Okay.
They're basically there to be sacrificed as soft cover armor type things.
Shields. That's
yeah.
It.
Need you from a grenade.
Shields on wheels.
Yep, shields on wheels. Why can I not do basic math today? 25. All right, there we go. Okay, so. This security robot has a laser rifle. Who do you want him shooting at?
His
base chance is 70, so 70 minus whatever the modifier is for range.
How about this guy right here? He's wearing a scarf. That should be enough for him to get shot at.
So range is basically 55 meters, which is on a laser
is
rifle.
That
it's medium,
problem?
So 50.
He's wearing a scarf.
Yep.
He has a 50.
All right, I'll give it a shot here.
That's you guys. That's nice.
Roll 10d10. He hasn't changed his settings.
Well, that's his fault. Here we go. Oh, he's hurt.
Ooh. Oh, very nice.
You shot at the human? Yeah. He collapses. All right. This guy.
Eric, the other one.
Okay, so this other one has an auto rifle. Do you want him shooting at the Yazirian or the Rusk? We'll assume he picked a different one.
You know, thinking robot, I think they shoot the Yazirian.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Boom!
Nice!
I don't even have to look that up. Yeah, that's a hit. 5d10.
He's got to be
cool.
Dead.
Yep, with the other hit, he's gone.
Not quite, but he's hating life.
Oh, really?
He had like a 47 and a 33.
They're wearing skin suits.
Oh, okay.
But it's smoking!
Oh, yeah. He's hating life. he's very much hating life. Okay. All right, that's those two. Now we've got Jill with the mortar. Because she gets to shoot this round.
She was going to shoot this. Because this still has a heavy laser.
Right, okay.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a... No, they hit him. And took him out. All right, yeah. Sorry, there he is. Okay. All right, so then it is a 35 to hit that explorer.
All right.
Again, Deshane.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Just misses.
That's the second time you get real close.
Well, it completely hurt. Yeah, well, what else is around it?
Nothing at this point.
Dang.
What about the Vrusk and the Yazarian?
These guys, they're right here on the map. The explorer is another twice as far away as them.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Gotcha.
All right. So now we have the crew here. So we have the human. Where is he? They're actually down here in the pit with you guys. So they're going to start shooting at these guys. So 85, that is medium range. So he has a 50. Somebody want to roll for him?
Go ahead, Eric.
All righty, here we go.
I love how we're all afraid to roll.
He got
That's
it,
a hit.
Though.
So roll 5d10.
I know. We're terrified of
it. I'm starting to go down on my rolls.
Yeah, you are.
So those are nicknames.
All yes. Right. Okay. Now the other human, we're just gonna have them march down the line here. So again, a 50% chance to hit this next Yuzirian down the line. Somebody roll for him.
This is my turn.
Wow. You're playing a Battlefield War game.
Hooray!
All right, 5d10.
Ten.
Yeah. Okay.
Above normal.
All right. Now the Vrusk has an assault. He's 85. He's got an assault automatic rifle. So cancels out for the range and the burst. And so he has a 53.
All right. That's a hit.
Nice.
All right, roll 5d10.
All right, here we go. get more than a 5.
Oh. What the heck?
How did I get a 0?
You typed something funny. You typed D5, D10.
There you go. Yeah, that's the problem. I wouldn't put it past me to roll that, though. 29.
All right, 29. Much better.
0. So, I don't know. What are we going to do with this? Maybe you should just see if you can maybe run the thing over. Crush it.
All right. And finally, well,
I still need to go put my...
He's going to throw his fire grenade in there. All right. You have one more. One more guy there that can shoot our friend the Dralocyte. And his range to this Yazirian is 86 meters. He has a laser rifle. So that's a minus 10. So he has a 20% chance to hit.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, wait. No, there's a Yazirian there with the gyrojet rifle still. So, but we'll do the Dralocyte.
Not.
Okay. He misses. And then the Yazirian with the automatic rifle or the gyrojet rifle he's going to actually hold because it's a little out of his range still. He's got a minus 40. He's not going to shoot. All right, so that's everyone on your side. Now it's their turn.
Can you put the people up on the top or no?
What? So far.
Can you still this on the top or they're further away?
Yeah. They're still too far away.
The same round that I set off the T-19?
Yes, this is still the same round you set off the T-19. Yeah. It's the only problem with lots of people in the combat. Okay, but here we go.
Yes.
That's what I like to see.
Oh no!
I was hoping you'd stay with the suckage there.
I was enjoying that for a moment.
The heavy weapons missed. Those were the first two rolls.
Oh. Alright, that's good.
Whew. I'm seeing 2 hits there.
Three hits. Alright, so we have of course. Let's see. Let's just roll. There's 8 of you. All right. So we shot at the Dralocyte. And actually, let's see. Their base chance to hit is 40, 50, 60. No. 45, 25. Yay for hardcover. The only one that gets hit is this very lot is that 3. That's the only one that hits. So let's see which one of you it gets. It gets our friend Walker here. So. He gets hit with a laser blast for 30 hit points. He is not happy.
Oh! Never mind it. No. Got to hurt.
All right. Yeah. He drops, but he's not dead. I mean, he just collapses down like, oh, grasping his side.
Crap, that hurt.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Roll for initiative.
Here we go, guys. I'm going to risk it.
Go for it.
I shouldn't have risked it.
Oh, you gotta do it.
It's because I couldn't have lost because Tom.
I rolled a 2. So yeah, you got it. All right, so they have to move first. That group is now there. All right, we go. Oh shoot.
I think I'm gonna move to the bottom of the trench.
Oh, wait, this guy, we... took out, right? Yeah, he was dead. So let's see. That was explorer number two. Yeah, he was the only human in that explorer, so he's gone. This guy got hammered pretty bad. He dives behind the explorer for cover. The Vrusk also, he's behind the explorer for cover. And then we have two more Ysirians come out. So one here and one there. And then there's a Ysirian up on top, so I'm going to put him on the board too. He's actually on the – he's manning the gun on the explorer.
Okay.
And then these guys advance.
You know, relax. We know they're going to be hiring.
Okay, and then out of the one that that guy's dead because you killed him. He was the driver. There is a human and a Ysirian.
They're come jumping out
that side. Yep, they are. And a Ysirian comes out. Oh, not there. This side. Alright, so I have another Ysirian, and then I have Ysirian, human, and who's left in that one to get out? Okay.
Fortitude question.
Okay.
Do I still run up there and drop the incendiary in?
I say yes, because your character is not a planner.
I'm committed.
You've been dying to put this thing on fire for a while now.
I'm committed. I mean, maybe they'll run away from it.
There's got to be some guys in there still.
Yeah.
Well, there's dead driver and probably two more still in there.
I say yes.
Let's roast them. All righty, here we go.
Okay, so we'll do Eric first. We'll do Dole's attack first.
42.
All right, so you're again running, dashing forward, and then making an attack. Is that what you want to do, or you just want to try to throw from back there?
No, I'm running up there and right. You know, tossing it in the hole.
Make that's your. You didn't trip. Roll.
Yeah.
Don't think.
Okay.
No, you didn't trip.
Slam it in.
Roll. Okay. Well, it's a big target and there's a big open hole, so we'll give that to you. You toss your grenade in. And it goes off. And incendiary grenades do 4d10 plus 1d10 for the next 3 turns. So roll me 4d10. Twice. For the two that are still inside. They don't get a chance to dodge, okay? 19 and 18. All right. So, you You hear screams.
It burns, it burns.
Oh, get out of here. Get out, get out, get out. All right. You guys have initiative, so all of your shots go off first. Okay, so, Rennie, you are reloading.
Yeah, I'm either, well, or I was thinking of trying to go into Battle Rage.
Okay.
Even though I only have a 5% chance, and if I made it, I was wondering if I made it, I was going to charge this gentleman right here with
okay.
my knife. But
go ahead and roll.
Only if I can get the rage and get the courage. Didn't get it.
No Didn't rage. Get it. And he slams in while he's trying to work himself up into a frenzy, he slams in a fresh clip.
I absolutely think the battle rage starts at 5.
Tell jokes about Drowlazite jokes about Yazarians and give him a bonus to his battle rage.
All right. Angel, what are you doing? What is your character doing?
I'm going to try to squeeze it and swivel the arm so it can hit these guys.
All right. So
bowl them away.
All right. So you swing the – you're still trying to crush the explorer? Okay. So give me 6d10 for this crush attempt. I mean, you're successfully crushing it. This is just measuring how much. I have a number here that when it's you reach it, it's okay. So okay, you smash down some more, and then you can swing at that guy there at the back, with the other arm, with the big old digger arm. So it is the heavy duty robot has a 60% chance to hit. 60.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it does. Roll me 60-10.
Yay!
Ouch. Okay, so you hit this one, and that gives him...
Which one? This one right here, or this one?
The one closest to the robot.
Okay. Okay.
This is the only one it could reach. Okay, so that's your attack. Then we've got John's attack. So he has got.
Oh,
yeah, let's do Zulky. So who does Zulky want to shoot at with his machine gun?
This guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Range is 31 meters with a machine gun is short range. So that's only a minus 10. And we established that he has a 28,
38, 48,
58.
So
48.
I'll give it a try.
Oh, that's all
right. Yeah. Either way, you both hit. 10. roll 10d10.
Go ahead. You do the damage, Shane. All
right. Trying to prevent from rolling zero again.
Okay. So...
There's got to be some bad morale for these guys by now.
Yeah. We're going to be rolling for that in the after this round. Okay. Jill can either be reloading the mortar or she can switch to her gyrojet pistol. Oh, she has a laser pistol too.
I would think the pistol would be better at this point.
You don't want to try again still? I think she should reload the mortar. That's still a heavy laser up there that we have not
touched. That's true. We got to get rid of their last big weapon.
Okay, so she's reloading this round. All right. We did Zulki. Okay, now we need to do John. So do you want him shooting at probably one of these guys? Probably go after this Frusk at 46. So with his auto rifle, that's still a minus. Or should he shoot at one of these guys?
You know, I think he would lock in on a target.
Okay, so he's still at this one. So 50 with his auto rifle is minus 20. So he's got a 30% chance to hit.
Eric, you can do this.
Yep, three shots at 30.
Got it.
You can do it.
Ready, here we go.
Yes!
No.
That's all right.
No.
Three. That's what I did, so hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Roll a d10.
I just keep hoping he gets three in a row and it's like NBA jams and he's on fire.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's see, so... Alright. He takes a hit. He is not happy. Alright.
It's the security bots.
Oh yeah, the security bots. Let's start up to top again.
That's so, you guys.
So range of 54. Actually he's gonna shoot at the gunner on top, so range of 60. Mm-hmm. With his laser rifles a minus 20, so that's a 50% chance to hit.
There's the ones you, Shane.
Alright. That means
I thought we hit that guy.
Well, the one guy died and he put another guy jumped out in his place.
59.
Yeah.
Oh, missed.
Okay. Do the other one.
The auto rifles. Same percent chance.
Right.
Three shots?
No, he's shooting a burst.
Okay.
That's a hit. So 10d10. Oh, no, sorry. 5d10. It's only an auto rifle.
But a lot of damage on that one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there's the guy. All right, so... just a second. Mm-hmm. So it was 37?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not liking life either. Okay, so that's those two guys. All right, now we have our... Oh, I forgot to move these guys. Gotta move them. They're just going to come up to this ruin. And he's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down towards the garage. Okay. All right. So we have our human who is shooting at this guy, range of 50, with a laser rifle, is still minus 20, so he has a 50% chance to hit. So let me roll for him.
Whose turn is it?
It's Eric's.
Want me to do it?
Go ahead.
No, you don't want me to do it.
He missed. All right. The other guy is shooting at him, same chance, 50% chance to hit.
Mine. Yeah, you don't want me to do it either.
Oh, actually, you know, he's probably not going to hit anyways because he got hit really bad in the last round. The Rusk with his auto rifle and a burst. Let's see, his range is 50.
Why don't you shoot this guy?
Oh, well, that's true. Why don't we do that? Range of 20. Right. That's only a minus 10, so that gives him
It's a 4. It's
you
a
hit.
Eight.
You hit. Yay. 5d10.
Twenty-five.
Oh, almost.
Story of my life.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so that was the Vrusk. Now we have the Yazirian with his gyrojet rifle. He is going to go after this one. With a 20, that is minus 20, so he has a 30% chance to hit 3 shots.
All right,
your turn.
My turn?
Eric.
Let me go. Okay, here we go.
3d100s miss. Hit.
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 Kind of hit.
So roll me it's a gyrojet rifle, so 60-10. Technically, it's 3d10 twice. I actually should probably do it that way, but we'll go 30. Okay. And he was shooting at that Yazirian. Yeah, he's hating life too.
You notice most of these die rolls are ending up being 50% of whatever it is we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They are. They have been a lot. 25. That 5d10 that rolled 37 wasn't, though.
Well, there is such a thing as a bell curve here.
Yeah. those last two, though, were exactly half, which is a little below average. The last shot is the Duralicite with the laser rifle. He's also going to shoot at this guy. So that is 20. Is it a laser?
Angel's got this, and I know it's going to be.
No.
It's a 20.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Just
Angel.
Missed it.
That's my fault.
All right.
Trying to be positive.
Hold on. I take that back. You hit.
20. Yay!
Because the laser guys are just doing a single shot and taking careful aim. So he actually had a 35 to hit. And so you hit. So 5d10. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
But I want to roll it anyway.
Because he's only got one stamina point left.
Well, he's got 4, but he drops.
He's temper 4.
Vaporize.
All right, so this guy's gone. Oh.
What is it with you guys and putting holes in people's bodies?
That's what you're
all right.
That's what lasers do.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's everybody on your side. Now it's their turn. And this might get a little ugly. Okay, so let's do ranges here. Okay, first of all, that machine gun came kind of close. All right, so that gunner is range of 60 meters with the heavy laser. It's only minus 10. All right. He still missed.
Yay!
All right, this guy.
We don't like heavy lasers.
Is 150 meters out from you guys. So that's minus 20. So let's see what that does. That hits.
Wow.
He was shooting at the robot, the heavy duty robot, trying to get it off the Explorer.
heavy duty robot's got some serious.
Yeah, it's got 500 stamina points. He blasted with the heavy laser. That actually was a lousy roll for the heavy laser too. 85 out of 20 d10. Okay, that was the heavy weapons. Now for the personal weapons, these guys are at a range of 55 to 65 meters to that robot. And so that puts them at a minus 20. So let's see if any of them hit. Yeah, except that guy. I shouldn't have rolled that one. That'll be a hit down here. So none of those guys hit.
All right, good. So the scary robots are still held as strong. All
right, this guy, though, is going to hit Rennie.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry. Even with hardcover and him being wounded, he got you. Uh, 27 points of laser damage.
It's a good thing I didn't get that, have enough money for that screen. Wow. All I can say is wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, and let's see who he hits.
Now I should try.
Oh, you know what? I need to put... You're up here now. I need to put you into the mix. So I see your person there. Are you still sitting in the Explorer controlling that,
yeah.
Zilky?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you over here so I know that that's where you're at. All right, in that case, this our friend the Rusk here gets hit for 19 points. Or no, sorry, our friend the Drowsite gets hit for 19 points. So he takes... All right. He's hating life. All right, now these last five. That's going to be a... Ow.
Is this like the Elite Commandos?
Dang. I guess. Every single one of them hits.
They're all dressed in black.
They got little berets on.
Ninjas.
Oh, wait. There's not 10 of you up there. There's only 8 of you up there. All right. Oh, John. Ouch.
Ow. Oh. Damn. All
right. Chikara here has... let's see. What does he have as...
That'd be interesting to see who actually is going to survive this better, him or me.
Well, considering his...
only one is there in allowed.
He doesn't have...
Good God, man. Even with that, he's still going to be more stamina than me right now.
Yeah, he is, actually.
An idea. Let's take that heavy-duty robot that's grappling that... Explorer and start driving south to block Boris. We can take these other two guys out fine. The guys inside are going to toast.
Oh, he's...
How about he takes the flaming Explorer with...
All right, so that's the first hit.
Hucks it at him?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to try to do. Yeah, I was going to try to throw it.
Oh!
Ooh, that's the Drowsite gets hit again. He collapses. He's not dead. He's not below zero hit points, but he just drops to the ground.
Oh, He's just a bowl of pudding on the floor.
All right, your other human gets hit for 26 points.
Ow.
How many is that now? One, two, three.
We're gonna die.
Ooh, John get hit again.
Oh, man.
31 and 16. Oh, my God.
He's down to 12 stamina.
Ah, I'm at 13. I shouldn't be celebrating that, but I am.
And the Russ gets hit for 21 points. All right. Okay, that's all of them. Now I am going to... well, actually, yeah, let's roll initiative.
All right, I got it. Six.
Nice. Ooh.
You got it. Okay, so I'm going to make a bunch of rolls here, just a second.
Hopefully these are morale.
Yeah, but they're making good rolls.
Yeah, we got the green berets here.
Yeah. They came out of gunning. All right.
Different teams. We don't care about them. More bonus pay for us.
Somebody running.
Oh, he's dead. All right. Okay.
Scared him to death?
Yeah, scared him to death. He's the one that the robot killed or got killed that was by the robot. Okay, so you guys get initiative. They are going to move first. So I have...
Can we call it air support?
It'd be there in 20 minutes.
I would think that's something that...
All right, that's that group.
Should have called in before.
This group...
He's running. Yeah.
And I need to bring out... Eric, roll me a d10.
We got to deal with the guys that are...
up here.
Cooking on the inside.
Yeah.
I see a scarf.
All right, what did you roll?
You rolled a six.
A six. All right.
I feel a lot worse.
Only one.
If I was shot.
Only one other person climbs out of that explorer.
Is the guy who climbed out on fire?
Yes.
And I rolled. Did we roll damage for him?
That was what the six was.
That was a six.
Okay.
The other one didn't even make it out. Woo! Oh.
Squish, squish.
Yep.
Whoa! I'm tossing a frag up and up on the top there. Maintenance robots can take a little bit of shielding for us. Where did that other one end up?
On top of the other one. There's actually three right there. There's a Vrusk and two Yuzirians in that square.
And they're all going to get hit by a flaming explorer.
I think that's where Zulki's going to position his next burst. Because he can hit all three of them.
I'm thinking frag grenade, right? Come on, Mouse. Where are you? Oh. Right there.
Okay. Are any of you moving?
No, I'm going to shoot at this bug twice at setting 5.
Okay. Roll. All right. It's 10 meters, so it's minus. It's a pistol, right? So minus 10 from your normal base chance to hit.
So 45.
Yep.
No, 1.
5d10. That Vrusk is this Vrusk. Okay.
32
with a laser pistol. Ouch. Okay. You definitely do some damage to him.
I want to see what Angel does with that heavy duty in these guys.
Yeah, I'm going to crush those three with the Explorer. That's my goal.
So you're going to try to lift the Explorer? I don't think they could quite do that.
So just swing it like a battering ram.
All right, make a D100 roll. Let's say this. We'll go for it. Make a roll D100.
See if you break the arm off the machine.
Ah.
I'm just glad he didn't throw it at me.
Okay. I don't know. How much damage would an explorer do if it landed on you? Roll. Let's see if they can dodge out of the way.
I've never been hit by a van.
He doesn't. He does. All right. So this Yuzirian. Let's see. Which one is the one who does it? Yeah. So this guy dives out of the way, but the explorer is now right there.
Yay.
And on fire.
Okay, so roll me 8d10 two different times. Okay.
Better this time. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, 37. Okay, so the first one is the Yuzirian, and he is trapped and pinned under the edge of the explorer. The second one is the Vrusk, and he is squished. Because he actually was pretty damaged to begin with, and the explorer finished him off as you topple the explorer on top of him.
Squished the bug. That, Good. I am pleased.
All right, the bug squished the other bug. All right. Okay, so that was Angel. You're going to throw a frag grenade?
Yes. Yeah. he's thinking about cars.
You have a minus 40.
Minus 40?
Yeah, because you're 20 meters. Oh, no, sorry, 20 meters away. So only, 20 meters. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because you're here in the trench. 5, 10, 15, 20, and 20 is long range for thrown weapons.
No, I'm throwing this dude.
Oh, you're throwing that dude. Okay, in that case, you only have a minus. Then you're fine. Oh, no, minus 10, sorry. 10, because he's on the other side of the maintenance robot. So It's a minus 10. It was the last thing that went through his mind, the explorer. Oh, you guys are so bad.
Well, all right. Alrighty, let's do it anyway.
He doesn't have much sympathy now.
No!
Roll a d10 for me.
Shane, we might be really in a bad way.
Uh-oh.
Nah, it skitters off. Actually, roll 8d10. You hit the maintenance robot right in front of you.
8d10?
Yeah.
He's gonna get 70 or 80 on this one.
Actually, yeah.
Boom!
Okay, it actually goes off kind of like right over here, so it's only half of that. So the maintenance robot takes a little bit of damage, but it's not too bad.
No more grenades for you. The smoke one did not work well.
Okay.
Zulky.
Yeah, Zulky.
I'm going to fire at this bad boy right here that everybody's trying to get rid of.
All right.
I agree.
You have to get them off before they ruin the paint. Oh, bugs on the windshield. Okay, go roll.
Oh, duh.
He misses. Goes high.
He was
about to shoot him, and Eric popped up, and he jerked, and it went high. The
explosion there was like, all right, what?
Roll for Jill.
Oh,
somebody roll for Jill. She's right. Shelling this explorer out here.
She missed.
She misses.
But where does the shell go?
Not anywhere near it. Which one? Was she shooting at the top one or the bottom one?
Shooting this one.
Which one?
This one right here.
Oh, okay. No. Then somebody roll me a d10.
All right.
An 8? It bounces short. It lands short. So it doesn't hit anybody.
Yeah, but they see it go off.
Yeah, yet to hit it. All
right, I had to plug my headphones in. They were losing power. Okay. No, they shot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, no, they didn't. You're right. They haven't shot yet. No, because we're just doing you guys. Now we're on to the security robots and the other team members.
Yep. So, security box is you guys. Go for it.
25.
Right. Laser first.
The guy with the laser.
All right. Okay, and shoot at the guy with the auto rifle.
Bad. Even you. Why?
Eric?
Sorry?
He was distracted. Roll for the security robot with the auto rifle.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope.
All right. Security robots aren't doing too good today. Okay, so your compatriots are pretty wounded. We'll start here. He will shoot at the Rusk. He has a 70 minus. And minus 20. He's got a 50% chance to hit.
Ah, that fell right on top of the other dice. Right.
All right. 20 meters is also my. So the we're just gonna work around. Rolf, he's so the second human. This guy, these guys are actually up in the trench, but I've just put him back there. He's going to shoot at him. So he's got a 50% chance to hit too.
Shane, your turn. Alright.
Okay, roll 5d10.
Of course.
And you see a blue flash of an albedo screen. He was shooting with a laser. Sorry.
Well, he's still on fire though, right?
Yeah, that dude's still on fire. Actually, yeah, roll me a D10 for him for his damage for this round.
Eric.
Yep, hold on.
It's your fire.
Ah, dang.
Nice.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
37 is 8 SEUs off of his screen. And then, okay, so then we have our Vrusk, who's going to shoot at this Yzerian who dodged out of the way. So, roll for him.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got... you've got 3 shots at... 33.
Okay, 1 missed. Other one hit.
That hit. So, roll me a D10.
What?
Well, the Vrusk was pretty hurt. his injuries were getting to him. Okay. Oh, yeah. 5, 5.
Friends.
Are they your friends?
Yes.
And are at work?
We're your friend, too. okay, so then we have the Yzerian down here with the gyrojet rifle. He's going to shoot at this Yzerian. So that is a minus 20. So he's got a 30, 3 shots at 30.
Close. Well, you got to get at least one.
I got one.
Wish you luck.
And that's one.
All right, roll 3d10.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Telling you, that Discord dice roller.
Okay. And we have our friend Dralasite. He'll, actually, is he even going to try?
He'll go for the bug there.
Yeah, he will, since he's right there and he's desperate. He's got a laser rifle, so he's got a 30% chance to hit.
All right, I'll go here.
Because he's seriously wounded.
And he
misses. Misses. Oh. All right.
He's hurt, though.
Yeah, he has 3 stamina points. All except for the Yzerian, all 5 of these guys have less than half of their stamina points.
Same with me and John.
Yeah. Okay. And now it's the bad guy's turn. All right.
Just out of curiosity on that D8, what number am I?
You're 1.
What are you talking to on your computer?
Miss.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Miss?
Yes.
All the heavy weapons miss.
Yay.
They shouldn't have brought them other than to spend money.
Yeah, no doubt. They have not been very effective. Okay, now...
they took out our laser turrets.
Yeah, they got their... Yeah, that would have made a big difference if those heavy lasers were still firing at them.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start up top. Give me my ruler. So here we're down to 25 meters. 27 meters, and that is going to be only a minus 10. So Okay, so let's see what happens. Okay, so this Yazirian with his laser rifle just blasts this security robot.
Which one?
The one with the laser.
Ah, dang it.
For 43 points of damage. So it's got 100 stamina points. So he didn't roll very good with 10d10. It's still standing. The Vresk missed. Now these guys back here, I've got... one of them already shot. And then
one of them. What's the cover for the trench wars?
Minus 20.
Okay, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's why they haven't been hitting you.
And then the maintenance robots add more?
What?
And then the maintenance robots add more cover?
No, they would provide cover if you got up out of the trench.
Oh, okay.
They're factoring into that 20, really. Okay.
And there's not much left of them after Eric and I have been messing up.
Okay, they hit that security robot again. Let's see which one. They hit the other one.
That's good.
Let's see.
What?
That's a slightly better hit.
Slightly.
It's done.
That's actually average damage for 10d10. Okay, so that's those guys. Now the Vresk. He's going to shoot it. Let's see, who's he going to shoot at? Odd, shooting. He's shooting at Rennie.
No.
And he hits. Rennie's going down, I think.
Rennie's down.
Medic!
Negative six.
Luckily, the medic is standing right next to you. All right.
More often in these games than anybody else.
Let's see. He misses... That is going to be a laser rifle. That's 10, 30, 20. Where are they? I have their skills written down. 30, 40, 50. That's a miss. All right. All right, so. Oh, wait, no, those guys are running, so they're not actually shooting at you guys. All right, so that's it, actually. That 9 doesn't do anything. There wasn't anybody left to shoot. So. No, there wasn't anybody left to shoot at you. There's lots of targets. It's a target-rich environment. Oh yeah, I need to.
I know it's target rich. I've got one painted on me.
No, that's just the blood.
Okay, roll for initiative.
Come on, Eric. You'd roll me.
All right.
I roll everything 50% tonight.
Right in the middle. And you even know that wasn't 50%, Eric. Look what you rolled.
Oh, you rolled a D100. You rolled that. Dang. That would have been an awesome hit.
Hold on.
That would have been an awesome hit.
You rolled a 1. Well, close enough, a 2. All right, they have initiative. Yeah. Are any of you moving?
No, that's the problem.
I think I'm suddenly playing medic.
Okay.
But I've got a guy shooting at me.
Should I roll? I'll roll. All right. This guy right here. Oh, I'm not on the wrong settings. This guy right here yells, "Fall back."
He's still on fire.
He is. This is his last round of on fire, so roll for him.
Fall back. All right.
Okay. So.
You were holding them all for me. Oh, man. The people are watching this are going, what? Because all the jokes are happening on the side.
Yeah. I should have made you use the chat
it's
window
like
over here.
World War II movies where they packed them full of sulfur, you know?
You're going to pack me with the T-19.
It'll cauterize the wound.
Yeah, technically.
Here, bite this bullet. And chew on this T-19.
I made you forget about the pain in your leg.
What
good.
Leg?
Run away, you punk.
All right, and these two, I'm going to put them over here just so I've still got their tokens. They move off the screen. All right. That's the situation. They get to shoot first.
But
so
they're heading the wrong direction.
Yeah, well.
Luckily, I'm no longer a target because I am down. At
you
the
are
of the
down. that was it, Zulky.
What level medic was I?
Probably just one. Doesn't matter. All he needs is first aid to stabilize him. That'll put him at 4 hit points.
And if you don't, I'm already in the trench. It's easy to bury me.
Well, I got the heavy duty robot to.
The digger, it's got a backhoe on it.
Should we save him? Nah.
Ouch.
Put some dirt on him.
Zulky got hit hard.
Yeah, I'm seeing if he has anything.
What did he get hit with?
He just got hit with a laser.
Damage.
He just.
How did he get damaged?
He's got a skin suit.
Yeah, so he's at negative. Zulky collapses. He's at negative one.
So he looked down and said, "Hey, they're running. Oh God!"
Yeah, this guy out here tagged him.
Oh, of course. It was a special unit.
Okay. Let's see. And then there's going to be just a smattering of small arms fire.
Just a smattering.
Only one of them hit. Well, no. The only that 9 hit. And unfortunately, it hits the Drowsite.
He was also down.
Yeah, he is at
well,
negative.
I'll leave Shane and go save my own kindred.
He's at negative 24. So you're gonna either have to you just have to slap him with a Stados or a freeze field, because he's gonna need basically surgery and medical care to revive. All right. It is now your turn to shoot.
Can I just say here that with this mortar, we nail this guy that got Zul.
Yeah, go for it. Roll, I'll tell you if you hit him. You don't.
No.
You have not, the mortar is not your weapon.
No, it's not.
You guys still got the security bots, though. Take a shot.
Yep.
Which one do you want to take a shot at?
Take a shot at both these goofballs are leaving. This guy.
This one. Yeah,
50,
let's go after this one.
4 to that one. So that's the Yazirian up guy. There. He's Oh no, that the Yuzirian that's wounded is off. And yeah. So is him.
No, the Yuzirian's in the Explorer, which is further out.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a Yuzirian up top here on the Explorer. No, 23, that's a hit.
Yeah.
10d10?
Yes.
A little mad at these guys right now.
Oh, wait. Oh. All right. Yeah, he has an albedo screen too.
But does he have an inertia screen?
Nobody is wearing a skin suit.
All right, let's get him with the other one.
All right, and just roll for the other guy. That's a hit too. And that is going to be 5d10.
You know, you know. Body. I want a freaking albedo screen now after this.
Yeah, so do I. They're yeah. Cool.
We've got to kill one of these, the guy that's on fire. He's got one.
Well, we could check the guys underneath the the Explorer.
That's true. All right, well.
Hey.
Who else can we shoot at here?
Zulky's down.
Can I throw the Burning Explorer at...
No. You basically tipped it over on him. You weren't able to, like, lift it.
How fast is that heavy duty?
The heavy duty's... the heavy duty can't catch him. The security robots could chase them. They're faster. They can move up to 60. So up to 10 squares a turn. Or 12 squares a turn. The heavy duties can only move 4 or 6. They only move 30 meters per turn max. It's not designed as for a chase.
How about the maintenance robots?
They're only 30 as well.
Yeah, but they wouldn't leave either.
Yeah,
I don't think the security robots would leave either.
I was just thinking.
The security robots could be directed to pursue, but you'd probably lose them because there's enough of these guys that eventually statistics would.
Yeah.
I think we need to keep the security robots.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep everybody on. Well, they want to leave, they can leave. Go away.
They didn't say retreat. They said fall back. They could regroup back there.
And there are still 6 more coming from that, or 5 more coming from that distant explorer, but they're still quite a ways out.
Yeah, air support. We got to get that done.
Yeah, let's call in some support.
And I need to get over on this other Dralazite. I don't have a freeze field.
But you do have Stados.
Yep, I'm going to put a bunch of Stados in him.
Okay, so are you going to are you going to do Shane first and then him? Or the other way around?
Well, Shane's not unconscious yet, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's at -6. So they're both...
I'll put Stados. I'll jump out of my out of the Explorer and put it on Shane because he's right there.
Yeah.
He'll just go to -7 next round while I hit this guy who's at -24.
Yeah.
Get the draw site.
Shane, if Eric does first aid on Shane, Shane will be positive hit points.
Right, but I could do it next round after doing
right,
the
exactly.
Dados on this other guy.
So this round, you run over, you whip out your Stados, you administer it to him.
Isn't it a D10? No, Stados is not going to do that.
No, Stados is just puts him into, kind of just slows down his metabolism, so that you've got time to prep for an operation or get a freeze field on him.
It's basically die slow.
Yeah, it's a die slow drug. All right. So is anybody going to pursue these guys or continue to shoot at them?
I think just have the security robot shoot at them.
Okay. Then make one more roll for each of the security robots.
All right. Hold on a second here.
They're about the same.
Yeah, let's go after this guy just because he's got a...
You're mad at him?
Yeah, and he's got a scarf.
He also has an albedo screen, just like this guy. They both do. So the one with the laser is not going to do anything to him, probably. Other than drain his energy.
All right, well then we'll go bug hunting here.
Okay.
We'll get this guy.
All right, roll for that one.
59.
That's a hit. Oh wait, no, sorry. It's not a hit. Not at that range. Just it's 50 was your chance to hit. So roll, and then I assume you want this guy to shoot at one of these two?
At the scarf.
At scarf dude. Alright.
Oh, scarf dude.
He misses. Alright.
He's gonna be in the back of the tank for a while.
Yeah. So first aid and administer drugs are 100% chances, so it's just time. So Eric, you're able to successfully stabilize the Drolocyte. He's at minus 25. Rinnie, you would be at minus 8 when he administers first aid, so you will be at 2 hit points.
And I yell out from the Jeep, "You gotta take care of Zuki, he got shot."
Oh, God, yeah, that's right.
And then Eric runs over to Zulki, and Zulki will be at 6 hit points.
Right.
By the time you get to him, so.
Right, so each first aid administration, I think I used.
Was a biocourt.
Yeah, I'm going to go I'm keeping track of my usage.
So you used 1 Stados and 2 biocourts so far. And 3 plasta fleshes.
Can I do the maintenance droids to start working on the towers to see about repairing them?
Yep.
I tell them to do that.
It's a good idea.
And as you guys are starting to stand down, and the pirates are the whatever this task force was, you'll figure that out in a minute. But the survivors are running. They abandoned these explorers that are right here close by. Yeah, because their drivetrains have been damaged. They can't drive them. And so they abandon those and retreat off into the desert. Back to the – by way of the most distant ones. And as they get out to the more distant one, I assume somebody's going to watch them. So you see them – kind of cluster around that one for a while, and then a bunch of them pile in, and the rest of them kind of climb on the roof and hang on the sides, and it starts driving off.
All right. Hello.
Did you call for air support?
Yeah, but that's going to be a while. So there's some things that happened before that. So as you've stabilized the most seriously injured, and then. You've got 3 more of the crew plus John are also injured that we'll need to deal with. But as you're starting to administer to them, somebody comes running up out of the underground area, and they're like, "All of the lights are on!" And then not 20 seconds later, you see this huge beam of energy blast out to the north over here.
The glass tower.
From the location of the actual glass pyramids, there's this huge, just blinding beam of energy just blasts off into space. And it lasts for about 30 seconds, and then it cuts out. And of course there's afterglow on your eyes and everything. It just the whole area lights up.
And that's not something you see every day.
No, especially and remember, those are like 50 kilometers away from you.
Okay, so like anybody working around the pyramids is probably silhouettes on a wall now.
Maybe. You don't know, I'll have to go over and find out.
And now the Tetrarchs are coming back.
Uh-oh.
Either that or the Sathar. They're the ones that cause all the problems. If it weren't for them, Sathar, I could still be telling jokes about the human and Ysirian war.
All right. Well,
probably. Well, I'm going to drive off to one of those explorers.
Okay.
My toe and bring it in.
All right.
I'm going to...
Yeah, take the heavy-duty bot and drag the other ones in.
Yeah, you can do that. You can easily drag all three of them into the compound. There's a hole in the fence.
Is there anything going on underneath that floor? Like, is there a body under there that could be salvaged? That guy was pinned, I know.
Under the explorer. Oh, the dude that's pinned is still alive.
Oh! Now we get to learn why they're...
I'm going to be crippled, but I'm going to walk up to him and tell him he's about to have really bad.
Are there little critters on this planet that we can put in his ears?
I'm sure there are.
Okay, Con.
Let's see. We squished the Vrusk. And this is the Ysirian that you guys have captured. Okay. Yeah, he was one off that bottommost explorer. He was one of those guys.
He was one of the Green Berets. That's right.
So you have one captured Ysirian, and there are the dead Vrusk squished under the explorer, and there is a dead Ysirian. I'm just going to move these guys all out of the way. There is a dead Ysirian out here.
And a dead human there.
Is there anything like a... Yeah, there's a dog.
Yeah, we got bodies in the explorer, too.
Yeah, there's... Yeah. And this explorer, the burned out one, there's a dead human and a... There's two dead humans. No. That was... Yeah, there's two dead humans in there. No, there's a dead human and a dead Vrusk, sorry.
I'm just looking for ID on them.
So let's see, what do we have in the way of dead bodies? We've got a Vrusk. We've got another Vrusk. We've got the Ysirians all seem to have managed to get away. Do we kill any Ysirians? There's a dead human.
Our prisoner.
There was a dead Ysirian. There's a dead Ysirian here. And then yeah, so I think that's what you've got in the way of bodies, is those five. Plus the Ysirian that you captured. So there's a live Ysirian. I'll put him over here. I don't know where you want him. Tie him up in the garage. Alright, so there's someone with medic skill from the compound that comes out and starts helping tend to those that were injured. And about 20 minutes later, a pair of jet copters screech overhead. They do a loop around the site and then continue off to the north west.
Okay.
And you can easily see that they have streel markings on the jet copters. But at that point, you know, it's been 20, 30 minutes. It's been 20 minutes since you called in. And they're going to go see if they can find that last explorer. But the guys you recovered are wearing Galactic Task Force uniforms, military skin suits. Of the ones that you captured and killed, none of them have albedo screens. Those guys all got away. All of them have laser rifles, so you've got six laser rifles, and let's see, they were carrying the and each and 12 power clips. 12 fully charged power clips and 6 power clips with 8 SEUs each.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about, that sounds right. So that's, and 6 knives.
Put the gun rack in the Explorer and we'll have a bunch of guns there now.
And a bag full of clips.
So let's see, of the ones you capture, well, the ones that are dead, the skein suits are pretty beat up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I take that back. Hold on. There's a human-style military skein suit that is not damaged. He got killed by a laser.
Oh. Well, it's probably got at least one hole.
It's got a hole in it. It's got a burn hole in it, but it still works as a skein suit. One has a Yazirian one, has 28 points of damage if you really want to salvage it. Another Yazirian one has 22 points of damage it can take still. One has,
it's like stealing someone's underwear, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to do? Cut up skin suits and make patches?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, there's one intact one, if you want to claim that one. The other ones are pretty beat up. So, Zulki would be the only one that could wear it.
Yeah, give it to him.
Okay.
I'm more interested in, like, IDs. Well, I want to see what stuff is inside the Explorers, too.
They're pretty bare. I mean, they had basically their kit. There's some ration packs in there.
What about on the rearview mirror or sticking to the dash? What do they got?
I don't know. What do you want them to have?
What, you want to steal their parking pass?
No, they're good luck charms. It didn't work.
Any one of these Explorers has got a disabled tag hanging from the rearview mirror.
No.
But yeah, we're definitely taking any med kits, rations, water supplies.
Yeah, each one would have a med kit in it. And
hey, there's popcorn in the burnt out one.
Actually, there are 2 heavy lasers. No, there aren't. They would have taken the heavy lasers. But there are 2 in the backs of each of those 2 Explorers that didn't burn out. The ooh, you know what I didn't roll for? Hold on.
Lasers.
The burnt out one is
gone. All right.
One's gonna blow up now.
The burnout one, there are 1, 2, there are 8 recoilless rifle shells in that miraculously didn't cook off with the incendiary grenade. And then in the back of the heavy lasers, the 2 heavy laser turret explorers, there are a fully charged power backpack in each one and another power backpack that has just 10 SEUs left. So you have 4 power backpacks, 2 are full, 2 have 10 SEU.
Just take a ball because it can be recharged.
Yes, those can be recharged, so you just take them.
Oh, and we just hook them up with our laser rifles.
Yeah.
Well, we pull those. We're going to be here for a bit. We pull those explorers in, and we turn them into makeshift turrets.
Need a weapon to mount on them because they took the heavy weapon off the top.
Freaking facts.
Well, let's just take the backpacks.
All right. Actually, we could still use them and put them where the maintenance robots were.
To check them, make a... give me a couple technician rolls.
Oh, me.
Yeah, you.
Okay. 44.
All right. And roll another one.
Okay.
19.
Okay. So this one, once you get it into the garage and start looking at it, you kind of give it a quick once over. You can tell that its steering has been jammed left, hence the curl out it did. And it also has its maximum turn speed has been slightly reduced. So the steering is basically damaged on it. You figure it'll take in the facilities here, probably take you about an hour to get that one working again.
Cool.
And the other one has its powertrain damage, so its top speed is reduced by 30 meters per turn, and it's jammed. Steering is jammed right. And that one too would only take you about an hour to fix. So a couple hours of work between you and the other technician, and you could probably have both those explorers up and running again.
All right, done deal. That's what I'll be doing for the next couple hours.
Okay. So the scientists are all like excited and going in and out. They get the wounded ones into the barracks, into their bunks. They get them treated as best they can. Everybody gets first aid. So if you...
Are you getting this Drowlazite evacuated?
Yeah. There's also... about 10 minutes after the jet copters fly by, an air car arrives and lands, and they get him loaded up into that and flown off.
Yeah, I heard you were shot, but oh my God, the lights!
Yeah, exactly. There's that and the lights going on. So. Zolki's at 6. We get first aid for John, so he's back up to 22. And that'll all come out of the camp's medical supplies for that bit. They're all excited. They're talking up and down, and they've set up some radio relays out from underneath so they can like communicate in and out of that control room. Because what happened? You get the story. Those that were down in there during the fight, they saw that the glow in that one model of the Great Pyramid was slowly increasing, and then it started increasing faster and faster and faster until it was really glowing, and then it got really intense right as the beam, you guys outside saw the beam shoot up, and then everything went dark again. But for a while everything was lit up, all the control, all of the consoles had lights glowing on them and everything, and they've got some video recordings of everything that happened, but then it all went dead again after it was over.
Well, I think we could take credit for advancing the research. So... at least that's what I think we should do. But that's just
me. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm defending the base.
Yeah, I think we should just,
get four explorers, shoot.
Instead of putting those explorers back together, is it possible to get those turrets back up?
Yeah, see how long that's going to take. You guys sent the maintenance robots to do that. Let's see how damaged they are. Okay. So they will be able to actually. They didn't actually damage the weapons too badly. It'll take. It might take a couple hours, but they can get the maintenance robots with under the direction of the technician, can get those back up and going.
Okay. I think we'll be good for a couple hours. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. So by morning, what would be morning time? Because it was almost evening. It was almost time to turn in for the night when this happened, or just after. By the time it's daytime again, normal work period, they will have them back up and running. And actually, about 2 hours after they evacuate the injured Drowlocyte, a couple more air cars fly up and land, and a bunch of Streel security officers get out. There's 3 air cars, so 9 of them get out, and the air cars fly off. And they kind of take over security. Some of them start patrolling, and they look pretty competent. So Streel has sent out some additional security so that you guys can all get some sleep.
Thank you.
Is there like a, I don't know, some treatment I can receive to maybe speed things up a bit?
They have a sick bay. You could do, it doesn't give you any bonuses, but you could, one of the medics could, let's see what level their medic is. Oh, he's actually pretty good. So, let's see. How many points down are you?
I am at 2 now.
Of 2 of, what's your max?
40.
40. All right. Well, he will try. Let's see, his would be 30, 70, 30. All right. So he gets you 20 points of healing back.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, I mean, not perfect, but very good.
not perfect, but really good.
I just got upgraded from dead to mostly dead.
let's see. John's at 22. Zolki's at 6. He's going to work on Zolki too.
Yeah.
All right. Zolki's up to back up to 26. And then he spends his rest of the time on the other 3... staff members, and he's up most of the night working on all you guys. But by morning, you're patched up. You've got the explorers, their explorers operational. You've got your turrets back operational. You get the power packs on the turrets recharged.
Who wants to interrogate the?
And you have a prisoner.
Yeah, who wants to interrogate the prisoner?
Well, we got to figure out what we want to ask him. Maybe we should try that for next time.
Yeah, we'll start next time with the interrogation. Where's a good stopping point? So you guys can discuss. We'll assume that you spend the night and morning discussing what you want to ask this guy. He's pretty beat up. Do you give him first aid or do you...
stabilize him, yeah, so he doesn't die on him.
Yeah, he's not going to die on you. So you can either just stabilize him or you can actually give him first aid and heal points, heal stamina. Which do you want to do?
Let's stabilize him, and then I think we'll have Angel talk to him since he didn't actually get shot.
Okay.
Probably be a little calmer.
I'm not real good at talking to people, though, remember?
Yeah.
Well, we'll right. Put some tell-all in him.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Okay. See you next time.
All right.
Good game.
All right.
Talk to you later, guys. And I knew I'd probably get shot. But
oh.
When are we going to get points?
What?
Points. It's rent.
Yes, actually, I was going to do that right now. Awesome. Everybody gets, let's see. Everybody adds on 9 experience points.
9?
Yeah, because I haven't given you guys experience points in a while, and you guys have done a lot. So.
All
right. I'm going to give you guys all 9, and I will edit those that aren't here and give them their experience points.
9 makes it 36.
All right, then. Well, I guess I will talk to you guys later. And
all right.
Angel will work on getting that game going.
Okay.
I've got a lot of ideas for a lot of things, depending on which way anyone wants to go. I think I'm ready.
Good. I don't know if my friend is going to show or not. He's doing some nonsense.
Well, we could start with 3.
So, yeah. He comes in.
All right. Good night, guys.
Have a good night.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right.